And on Wednesdays, we look into the day-to-day electronic mailbox for comments from our listeners, and let's see what we've got. Okay, what's this? Hello, I'm contacting you because we share a common interest. Fishing. No. All right, here's one marked important. Dear sir, my name is Mr. Joseph Taylor. I'm the first son of President Charles Taylor, president of Liberia. During the rebellion in my country, I absconded with 28 men. I can safely delete that one. Certainly, there's got to be a letter here somewhere that's legit. I'll find it. Here's one from Lee Mortimer of Durham, North Carolina. Ed Finn's commentary on stalking horses repeats the most widely held myth from the 1992 presidential election, that Ross Perot was a stalking horse for Bill Clinton. Mr. Mortimer and others wrote to say that a number of surveys showed that Perot voters were evenly split, with about a third saying that if Perot had not run, they would have voted for Bill Clinton, a third saying they would have voted for George Bush, and a third saying they would have just stayed home. Whatever Ross Perot was, he was not a stalking horse for Bill Clinton, writes John Cork of Los Angeles, but he goes on to say, without Ralph Nader in 2002, George W. Bush would not be president today. Now, this question from my neighborhood, Venice, California, about the president's request for $87 billion to fund ongoing operations in Iraq. Kit Gaynor asks, how much is $87 billion? I admit it, I'm barely smart enough to balance my checkbook. I think a billion is a 1,000 million, isn't it? You are absolutely right, Kit. With a further explanation, here's day-to-day producer Steve Proffitt.
A billion, at least in this country, is 1,000 million. In Britain, a billion is quite a bit larger. The Brit billion with a B is a million millions. Happily, the billions Mr. Bush is requesting are American billions, 87 followed by 9 zeros. To provide some context, in fiscal 2004, the White House is proposing a total budget of about $2,200 billion. Some line items: $66 billion to fund the Health and Human Services Department, and about $30 billion for highway construction. Other ways to contemplate in the billions: 1 billion pennies would form a stack almost 1,000 miles high. The population of the world is about 6 billion, and the average lifespan of an American is about 2 billion seconds.
Thanks to day-to-day's Steve Proffitt. And let's end this on a sweet note. Last week, we ran a commentary by Hillary Lifton about candy, specifically the geographical divide between Red Vines and Twizzlers. Here's some of that piece.
East Coast moviegoers are loyal to Twizzlers, the waxy red licorice that is popcorn's finest companion. West Coasters are devoted to Red Vines, a sweeter licorice with a distinctive hollow center.
The word licorice refers to a type of plant, or in this case, candy, with the flavor of the plant. This from Katie McFarland, who listens to us on KUOW in Seattle. Red Vines and Twizzlers, she says, don't have this flavor, hence their popularity. And Katie, you may be right. Both brands list ingredients that include artificial flavors, but neither mentions licorice. Whether you're a Red Vine or Twizzler fan, even if you prefer ding-dongs to ho-hos, we'd like to hear from you. Write us, won't you? Our address is daytoday@npr.org.